Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have the mercy.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need. You know we need it. You know we need it. Never mind you now. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessing. Why, oh, why you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh,
testing 1-2. HIV testing 1-2. This thing on? Man, they on this mess already. Well, at least we broadcasting live from YouTube. Yes, we're waiting too late for Facebook. Anyway, I just put it on Facebook after I get to it.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
That's right. The payoff is never cheap, okay? I think that's something that everybody needs to know when you're listening to the show. Let me turn this camera on. My camera is on. I need to take the background off. There you go. Now you can see me now. Let's see what we got in the building before I go ham, get started on individuals. Ah, man. First off, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, one of the baddest. I do mean baddest podcast in the land, with some of the hardest working people that come on week after week to talk that shit. Anyway, keep in mind we are in a pandemic, so please remember to drink your water, take your vitamin C, get you some zinc. You know what I'm saying? Get that immune system. For real, go out there, walk, run. Exercise, do your thing, bust a sweat. All right, tonight's topic we are talking about, we're doing an open forum tonight. So call in. Let me put the number up there real quick. I'm going to put the number up there because I want you to call in and get started, because we're gonna start this thing off quick tonight, because I got something on my mind that I got to I ain't got to check nobody about, but I got to clear some things up, okay? Last week, Jazzy said, this is what she said. She said that she could not follow a man. She could not follow any man. She said she don't want just any man leading her, okay? So we're going to address that.
Give me the number real quick, Pat.
The number on there, I'll give your people the number. Area code 323-870-4617.
Give it to him one more time.
Hey, area code 323-870-4617. All right, check this out. So, look, last week when I was asking the people, I asked the lady, can you have a man? Can you follow a man? Or do you want a man to lead you? That's what I asked them. Do you want a man to lead you? Sierra came on. She was like, yes. Why, yes, I do. Daddy said, I plead the fifth. So later on, Daddy said she just can't have any man leading her. So that's why I want to address that, is because Daddy is right. Can't any man just lead you? You cannot be at the gas station getting ready to buy a black and mild with your last dollar. That shows a lot about your organization skills, okay? I know ain't much you can do with that last dollar, but you may not want to buy a black and mild with that, okay? So, you know, I'm with it. Just like any man. But what type of man do you want to lead you, Jazz? Now I'm going to put the camera on. Smile. Why are you looking like that?
She's
Wait, how you gonna wait? How you gonna plead the fifth when it's already out there that you can't just be led by any man?
Because I was told to be in a side conversation.
Hold on. Because number one, I said, you know, I'm gonna have to address that on Thursday. You're like, yeah, address that. Tell them that us women can't be led by any man. Did we not say that? Don't be quiet now.
Women cannot be.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that, Mr. D. I don't know. He said he got some bad news about somebody in his family. Talk is cheap. Yeah, talk is cheap. You got to be action.
They think that they are a good leader, they need to show it.
But I mean, isn't that self-explanatory?
I'm just saying.
Do all men, most men show it?
A lot of y'all like to talk and then try to figure out how you don't show it.
Really? Yeah. You might be on today. You might just be on today. To anybody that's tuning in, Facebook is not letting us on because I guess it's this platform we on. I guess we have to hurry up and come in like as soon as the show starts and we kind of had a little delay. But hey, we on YouTube. Tell everybody to come on over to YouTube and I upload the show on the Facebook later after the show tonight. So yeah, talk is cheap. So I'm trying to think, what does it really look like to be led by a man? What does that really look like? Why are you looking like this?
She's looking at me.
Yeah. Oh,
why is that ever on me?
Yeah, John, I forgot to tell everybody, John whips out his camera during the show. But yeah, what does it really look like to be led by a man? To be led by a real man? To be led by a stable man? To be led by an honest man? What does that look like? I still believe that even if a man had all those qualities, I still believe there would be some type of pushback or resistance.
As far as what?
Him leading. I believe a woman still gonna have some type of pushback or resistance. Well, you know, okay, yes, he's stable. Yes, he's honest. Yes, he's real. But still, I don't like the way he do this. I don't like the way he do that. You know, that perfectionist side is gonna come out.
Well, that depends on what kind of woman it is, don't it?
Yeah.
Because I heard a chick on YouTube telling me, shut up, what's going on?
I don't know why Jazzy.
I was sure what she
I don't know why Jazzy looking like this.
She said she has to have a man to tell her what to do, like be assertive. He not chilling up, just doing whatever and walking all over him. She feel like she can do whatever she wants and she don't need him, so she'll just do whatever.
Mm.
So she want a man to be all, hey, don't go out wearing that. Hey, do this, you know what I mean? I mean, if that's what they like, if that's what they call it, you know what I'm saying? You can still be an alpha male, I ain't got it.
Yeah, you talking about real love. Because some women, no, for real, we're going to talk about it. Some women, they believe that real love type is what John is talking about, you know? Telling them what to do, you know, as far as clothes, all that. Not only that, smack them upside their head. Some women believe that if the man don't smack them, he don't love me. Be quiet now. Y'all might be
nothing that I can agree to.
Y'all might be quiet tonight.
I'm sure that there are some men out there that Let me get a water. I gotta get my water. It's getting hot in here. It's gonna get mighty hot in here.
What just to say, if you don't beat him, how you expecting him?
Come on, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying
that's what he said.
Jesse gave me the death look like, you know better.
look, this is why I have the open forum tonight. Because you can call in, you can voice your opinion, you can say exactly what it is, and that's what we're saying tonight. We talking about, hold on, let me say this too. For anybody that touches down on this podcast, they looked at this podcast, that's on the platform, our number one goal here at BZNZ is that everybody be in a healthy relationship. And sometimes it takes these uncomfortable conversations to be had. That's what it is. Look like right now it's uncomfortable for you. You're doing all the huffing and puffing and blowing grandma's house down. Speaking of grandma, here's another thing, ladies. You must rid yourself of Big Ma's complex, okay? See, we're going to do that show next week, how to rid yourself of Big Ma's complex, because she told you that every Tuesday that you know, everything going to be sugar and spice and everything nice, but she did not tell you about the white rice, okay? White rice is bland. It has no taste. Grandma didn't tell you about that. What am I talking about? I'm talking about she didn't tell you how to get out of sticky situations that, you know, that she never ever spoke to you about. She told you that a man went, is going to buy you everything. He's going to give you diamond rings. But she didn't talk about the nigga that you might fall in love with that don't have a dime to his name. Come on. She didn't tell you about that nigga.
She should have.
See, but that's what I'm saying.
Even your mama should have told you.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. Big Ma, the aunties, hell, even some of the uncles, you know, especially with the women, because they want the women, and, you know, they want the girls to stay pristine. They want them to stay virgin. They want them to stay, you know, pure. But they not telling them the nitty-gritty that, hey, you're going to come up against some niggas that's niggas, but you're going to fall in love with them. How are you going to handle that situation? Take it to the mic. glad to see your camera on. Your camera is on today. Glad to see your camera on, Jasmine.
I think that part would have a lot to do with the bottom part of the I think that is their bottom. I mean, because I feel like the relationship with a man starts at father and daughter. So, and that's why most women pick their fathers as their husband.
A little bit. So that's why it's got to be that good example.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to look for that good example. I mean, if it's a bad example, if you were just effed up, they're going to look for that effed up example. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Remove. Alright. I think we might be able to be on Facebook, y'all. I heard everything they just said. I think we might be able to be on, get on Facebook again. I gotta remove it and bring them back in, they say. Okay? Let's see. Remove them. Bring it back in. So you said it's up to the day.
He's a major part of it.
You gotta go back again. But for the majority of the people that did not grow up what they did, but actually grew up with Big Ma, that's why we had to go back to Big Ma. It's a lot of, because y'all know one of my stories I tell, where I dated a woman. It wasn't her grandma, but it was her mother. That everything we talked about, she told her mother. We both was grown in our 20s, mid-20s. Everything we talked about, the other day when we was in the bed, yeah, I told my grandma, I told my mama this, and she said that.
But I don't know, at what age is too much information. I know I have a friend of mine. She and her mother were very good. Where her mama would give her stuff in the bedroom. So at what stage do you start to give that type of advice?
I mean, you can hear that, can't you? I'm just saying, like, I've heard women doing that too before, where they, like, yeah, my mom taught me how to do this, my mom taught me that. I was like, your mom taught you? I'm like, all right, that's what I'm like, maybe I'm like, y'all got that type of relationship. I don't know.
Maybe that's what
it is. Yeah. I heard this one lady one time talking about men need to teach little boys about when they penis get hard. I was like, no, I ain't never, like, I had some little nephews and little cousins, but no, I ain't never had that conversation with them. Well, John, I know John got a young man.
Yeah, I don't know, but I just used to live.
I said, if they came and asked me about stuff.
They ain't really never asked me, but he just like followed every example that I did. So, you know, he might see my PlayStation and the screensaver pop up, or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just hope I just said enough to do nothing with the camera. That's all I can say. And he's doing fine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're a grown man now,
yeah. You know, I taught them stuff like, you know, saying open the door for your lady, all of that. It's been terrible. You need to, you know, drop me off at the street real quick there. I had to get right. And you get some condoms. No, I don't. That's the gas station. You know? So, you know the deal.
Well?
Like I said, if you're a good example, then it really don't take much. That takes part of the work out of it right there. You know how adults used to say, do as I say, not as I do. I used to always think that was bullshit. Just go ahead and do as I do, son, and you'll be all right. And I'm gonna do it again. So you'll be fine.
Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, hey, I'm with you. Cause yeah, I don't think I would be. I mean, I would talk to them, you know, how the birds and the bees and all that. But that's, I mean, the birds and the bees story, all that, and you know, other than that, right? Yeah, if you got any questions, come ask me. Like, you know, I had a friend. I had a buddy. She had a little boy. He grown. He just graduated high school. He's a college student. She wanted me to have a talk with him because she said that when he walk around in his pajamas, she said his stuff be sticking out. And he got a little sister there in the house too. And she was like, you know, I don't really know how to talk to him about that. And so she said, can you talk to him about that for me? I did. All I just told him was, hey, when you walk out your bedroom, make sure you got your robe or something. If you have a robe, he was like, yeah. I was like, okay. And I even went and bought him a robe. I was like, all right, I'll buy you another robe too. Go with that one. And after that, she said that, stop doing it. I was like, cool. We just had that little talk. I was like, yeah, your mom, she just wanted me to let you know to, you know, cover yourself up because you. We had that talk, and he was like, oh, okay. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for letting me know.
Somebody got to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody
got to
do it.
She felt kind of like, I don't know if I can talk to him like that. I'm like, okay. And, yeah, Pops wasn't around at the time. His pop came around probably a couple years later after that, but before that, she wanted me to talk to him.
That's why I said it takes a village.
Right. It takes a village. Nah. I want to sum down. I want to talk about child support too. I want to talk. This, hey, this open forum. I can talk about whatever, y'all. I can talk about whatever. So, really, it ain't even just child support. But the thing is that I want to say is that people, we got to stop talking about men being deadbeat dads. Okay. Yes, I know that there are a lot of deadbeat dads, but let's ask the question. Why the father never came around? See, these are the tough questions that we need to ask.
Like, I think about my situation. I be like, man, I know what mom's told me, but I would never, ever get his side. And if I get his side, then I might figure out, I might find out some stuff about mom. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying not every man is a deadbeat, because it might be the case that, you know what, the man just could not put up with the woman and all of her bullshit, so he just had to leave the whole situation altogether. Come on, talk to me. Come on. John Monin, Jazzy said that's BS. All the men is out there listening. If you got kids and you got a crazy ass baby mom that you know you don't want to be around, because every time you come to see your kids, or even if you FaceTime your kids, she always, you know, just fucking up the vibe or the mood, press one. Come on, if you in the chat, please press one. If every time you get ready to hang out with your kids, the baby mom is messing up the mood, press one. So there's a lot of men that's out there that feel this way, John. I know you ain't never had that problem with yours, but
yeah.
I
was looking for what I felt like was a good man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, the circle that I rolled in, a lot of my daddies wasn't around. So it seemed like it had the opposite effect. Most of my homeboys, we like, I ain't gonna see my kids like my daddy did me. And that's great father. You know what I'm saying? So it's like my generation kind of broke the cycle. Not everybody might have told me that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have had to get legal with mine. Like, you don't let me see mine. You know what I mean? And I would have had mine so tight when they got of age, it was like, I don't want to live with daddy. You know what I'm saying? If that was the case. You know what I mean? Because I would have took that extra step to make sure, hey, we don't live together. This is your home. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? We need some hell high water. You know what I mean? I don't care if I got to move to the city you live in and work there. Like, I would, you know, all of that. For mine.
I think that some men, I think that's a cop-out when you're playing that whole situation. But your child, you know, is what's most important. Your relationship with your child is worth fighting. You don't walk away.
I'm with you. I'm actually with you on that.
No, I'm with John. He said, you know, if she's making it that hard, then going the legal route is the best way to do it. And documentation needs conversation.
Okay. So you say go the legal route.
Yeah, don't be a
documentation.
No, I'm saying put that mic up close. Put that mic up close. You say don't be a what? Okay, look, put it on the camera. I want you to say it now.
It out.
No, tell them don't be a bitch. Go
don't
the...
be a bitch.
All right, now, with all they said, I'm about to talk again. I hope you know your purse is in the camera shot. All right, that. Now, with
where
that being going? Said, I don't know, I'm
so
just saying.
That's never been
in my DNA. That ain't never been. I'm just saying people can see the coach. Is that coach? That's right. She like MK,
how
y'all.
Did you forget?
Well, I mean, coach is better though.
No, it's not.
All right, we ain't gonna even get on that. Hey, all the women that wear coach, put a one, press one.
Don't press one, y'all.
All the women that like coach. All the coach women. All right, Jazzy. Okay, Jazzy said, don't be a bitch. Man the fuck up. Go on to the legal system.
What you gotta do is see
him. I'm gonna let... Hold on, wait. We gotta back it up, because, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, I'm with it, though. I'm with it that you should do whatever you can to see the baby, but if you a Negro that has been in and out of jail that had a hard time with the law, do you think these type of men are going to go to the justice system to demand that they see their child when we know that the child support system does not fight for men? Tell men what? Go and get you an attorney.
Well,
Hello. Well, it is what it is.
Hold on, how we gonna have these many people watching the show? And y'all not talking back. I'm seeing a lot of people in here. Alright, there we go. Thank you. Somebody need to have some balls in
there.
We on Facebook now. I need to add it. Yeah, it let us on. I need to add it. I'm just saying, I'm asking questions. I'm like, who in there wear coats? Who in there is a man? Come on, somebody. I mean, who in there got kids? Ain't nobody saying nothing. Come on, I need somebody to say so. Right, because I know I ain't the only one that's thinking it, because I know what some men been going through with their kids. That's what I'm saying. It ain't that easy going to the law. You know what I mean? It ain't that easy for some, because some of these guys, they got warrants and felonies. You think they going to be able to go in there and talk to them without getting their ass locked up? So it's like, damn, I can't see my kids.
They need to handle their business again.
Stop doing stuff here. I'm going to get you locked up.
Hold on. Wait. That's not the issue. The issue is they want to see their kids. Whether they got a warrant or not, they should see their kids, right? Daddy?
What is the warrant for?
No, it don't matter. It's just their kids. It could be they robbed somebody to feed their kids. I want y'all to see her. I'm gonna bring it closer too before the probably after the break. I'm bringing the camera closer. Oh, Shari came in there. She said, "If he loves his child, right? If he loves his child, he gonna go hard. He gonna go hard for the child." And let me get the record straight. I agree. Hold on. I'm about to share. I agree that with everything John and them is saying, but. Yeah, I mean, there's been so many other factors, because I've said this to men myself about do this, do that, and it never worked out. And it just got to the point where songs is like, man, you know what, I can't do it. Hello? Oh, okay, we got people over here sharing the link. I'm sharing the link, too. Let me add. Hey, somebody in there did call in, but they done went out. They had a 612 number. You got anybody? What's that? Minnesota.
612.
Yeah, anybody from Minnesota?
Yeah, I think that's my boy
Trail. Yeah, tell Trail to come back through. I get him in. But all right, that's pretty much what I had to say about the child support and the baby moms and stuff like that. Is that you need to really understand there is a different perspective. Other than just the father being a deadbeat. You know what I'm saying? We got to figure out, why is he a deadbeat? Well, there's something that the mom did to push him away. You know what I'm saying? What did she do to really, like, I can't really see him.
The baby mom, too, because I think some men just, you know, don't want to be a part of their kid's life. Period. I mean, getting into it with the baby mama, y'all making it too easy.
How is it too easy?
Because that's your cop out. I get it, but some people are
all day.
At the same time, some men just don't want to be involved. Maybe they didn't want the kids to be
healed. And that's true, too. Yeah, some don't want to be involved.
Maybe it was a one-time thing, and she got pregnant, and he wanted her to have an abortion, and she kept the baby anyway.
See, this is why.
Now he's forced to be a father. So.
See, this is why, again, I got to get Jazzy together, because if Jazzy listened to me when I first started to talk, Jazzy heard me say that I know that there are some deadbeat fathers. But I said, not all of these fathers are deadbeats. The ones that y'all call deadbeats are not all the deadbeats. They legitimately tried to give it a try. They tried everything, and it still did not work out. That's how that conversation. That's what I said.
It ain't no conversation, because if you have to try
aggression.
If you're coming with an excuse, oh, I'm getting into it with the baby mama and blah, 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 you ain't tried everything. You're looking for an excuse to not be involved in your child's life.
Okay.
So now, for the men who have gone to the system and did what they have to do to get something out of their kids,
right. Shout out to the ones.
Like, period. Because there are some men that are actually still fathers that are out there.
Let's read the comments. Shari said he needs to handle his situation with his warrant that has nothing to do with the child. Okay, I give you that. If he gets locked up, he can't see his child anyway. But then some of them get locked up for not paying child support. Some of them get their license taken. Ain't that the dumbest thing ever?
Yeah. You don't know how far you gotta get in child support to even get to that point.
Okay. Oh, dang, I wish I could show that. I'm gonna show that video next week. They did a sting. Years ago, you remember that sting? Yeah, it was in Alabama. They was calling
y'all
people up. Yeah, and tackling people and so, put them in handcuffs. Like, they even took a woman to jail. She was behind on child support. A woman. I'm like, now that's new. And the thing is, and wait, here go the funny part. It was this one idiot. He posed as his brother because they was like, Because they say he wants the tickets, and he's like, oh, I'm him. And he came out, they put him in jail. Like, that's what you get for wanting to be your brother. He had to go to jail.
I remember that.
But
it was a really quick way of getting him dead.
But wait, it was a guy, that's what I wanted to say. It was a guy that they locked up, and he said, that he's like, I'll take care of my son. He was like, matter of fact, he said, the son and I'm getting locked up for, he was like, he at my house right now. Because the lady asked him, why was he happy? Why he was in a good mood. She's like, you're going to jail. Why are you? Well, I'm going to pay the money and get back out of jail. It just, he didn't really want to pay no child support because he said his son lived with him. He take care of him anyway. But his girl, but the baby mom still made him pay.
How would she make him pay if he lived with the son and lived with him?
She ain't, they didn't go there to get it. They didn't go to the court to get it.
That was on him.
Yeah, he should have
took
his
phone
to the court.
So that's what I'm saying.
Always
the man's fault. You gotta handle business. Thank you. Coming from a man, we can't. Ain't no way I'm gonna be paying and they living with me. You know what I'm saying? I'll feed them, take care of them. Yeah, I think that's what it was. And he was like, well, he in my house right now. I'll take care of my son. I just pay the money and get back out of jail.
In that case, I can understand.
She's like, why are you smiling? Why are you happy? Like, shoot, I'll take care of mine. Anyway, that's that. I just wanted to address that. That was something that's been heavy on the mind, because I've been seeing a lot of deadbeat mom out there, too. But you don't want me to get on them, though. Because if I get on the deadbeat mom.
You always get on.
Here we go. That's what I'm saying. She don't want me to get on the deadbeat mom, because there's plenty of those. I can do this show about myself if you want me to get on deadbeat mom. But I mean, anyway. So what are you, Lady Devo? Are you Lady Devo? That's what your name needs to be.
That's what her name needs to be
instead of some goddess Jazzy. It needs to be Lady Devo, okay? Talking about some goddess. Yeah, let's talk about that. Does a goddess push furniture around and try to smack men around?
She needs to.
Look, let me put the camera on the goddess, because this goddess right here,
She almost got lifted up and got slammed on the table. John was here to witness it because he wanted to try to smash me around, and she almost felt the power of God.
I tell you, almost fight every time.
Okay, wait. Then you almost get lifted. Yeah, exactly. That's why she laughing. Almost got lifted that time. Anyway, so. All right. Next topic of discussion. Man, what was that? He sent me something. Man, people be saying all the time. See, this is why. This is what I'm talking about. A man can't even go on his phone and look without somebody breathing heavy. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. This is why furniture gets moved. Right, you know what I'm saying? This is why furniture get moved around.
Who thinks he what? These are the surprises that I'm talking about. Somebody sent you something, and that somebody shall remain nameless.
I get plenty of people sending me stuff. I always send me.
While you're looking at that up, can I elaborate on something?
Go ahead.
That clip that you played, I don't know what it was, man. The chick, Blue Jasmine, she been blowing up. Cause that clip you showed, it went viral.
Where he blew her up, Kevin D.
Yeah, it went viral. You know what I'm saying? So she been on all kind of talk shows. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching every little talk show she been on. I watched one where her and the dude got into it, cause she was almost about to miss the flight. And it was like, yo, we paying you, we rude. Like, he was really digging into it, but she made it, and she did the show to us on another show. She's been really on show after show, on podcast after podcast. All the rap videos she got out, she's been blowing up.
People, they liking her? They vibing with her? What's up? What they doing?
Some is vibing. Well, I'm going to say 20% is vibing with her, and 85% ain't.
Yeah, let's talk about Blue Jazz. Damn, all that.
Let's talk about the subject that you are talking about. Why you're going to put our back to the title.
Go ahead.
What subject were you talking about? Because my thing was you playing something where this young lady was talking about a man being raped and murdered.
Yeah, that's what we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
That part, I didn't appreciate that because it's not the clip, it's not the story, it's the fact that we were not pre-warned about what we were about to do.
Actually, I did.
Yeah, I didn't.
Let me put the camera. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, you're going to make me go back and dig through that episode.
Because
I know I said that this one right here.
This right here, y'all.
I was like, this is a crazy one.
It was no pre-warning of.
I didn't say what actually was going to happen, but I said it's a crazy one right there. No, you didn't see it?
Uh-uh.
This chick, the guy, I think he was like a rapper or something, and I think they was at a party. And he was vibing with this chick, but he kind of really want to do nothing with her, though. He just said he ain't really want to, have sex or nothing like that. He kind of told her that. And then later on, the chick, she put something in his drink and had sex with him anyway and got herself pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It was bad, man.
Situation. How did they know, though, she put something in his drink?
She said it. She must have told him she did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So my thing was, it wasn't about the story. It was more so the interpretation of that. It wasn't over. And, I don't care about you looking to the camera like that. But here's why you need to give a warning.
Okay, I'm wearing real mics and I'm about to go in.
Was it some bad audio or something?
Go ahead, Jazz. Talk for a minute, Jazz.
It wasn't that the audio was bad. The reason why I'm saying people need to be warned is because there could be people who are dealing with a similar type of situation and they need to prepare, mentally prepare, that they're going to hear something. You can't just bring that up on somebody.
You don't want to set them off.
Yeah. I'm like, when it comes to stories like that, you need to say a disclaimer. you need to give a disclaimer, because certain stuff that was said, even though it was a woman doing something to a man, still that can trigger other people that are listening to the show. Don't look like that.
Okay.
Don't
now,
like what she has to say in the situation are true.
Everybody go back to the show. Go
yeah,
back to that show. That was about a couple weeks ago. You don't have to look. You don't have to go too far. 2 weeks ago, go back, and I said, this y'all like, oh, this is right here.
About communication.
This is right here is tougher.
And you should have communicated.
And as always, if it was 2 months, everybody do have that option to do what? Cut it off. Simple as that. That's what I do. If I'm watching something that is too much for me, let me move on to the next one. I don't want to hear talk about that. Let's move on to the next one. But I will keep what Jazzy's saying in mind. If it's something that somebody's saying to me, I come across that so that might trigger somebody, I keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Are we clear?
Yes, that's what I call the
disclaimer. Lady Devo. Okay. Lady Devo. We got it straight with Lady Devo. Next subject. Let me go back to what I was looking
for. So while you're looking for a clip.
I'm not looking for no clip.
It's going to be something
I'm not looking for
outrageous.
No clip. It was something we were talking about.
Really love to be
no, this ain't nothing outrageous. This is dating and relationships. Although dating and some of these relationships are outrageous. Absolutely. This ain't nothing about that.
About rape or murder.
Dog, I'm trying to see. What did he? I don't know, man. Let me see though. That tank wood. No, that ain't it. I can't find it. I get so much stuff sent to me sometimes. Like, man, I can't. Let's see, no, that ain't it. Let's see, nope.
You want me to sing a song while you're looking for it?
Jazzy, she can sing one.
Go ahead,
Jazzy. Jazzy got a good one.
Bust it out, I do the melody.
That's got a good word. She be on one. That's what I'm saying. Join the scene.
You'll sing the same song all day. Even if you don't like it, just step in your
head. Oh, there it is. All right. Yep. Oh, okay. That went out. He didn't send that to me. I sent that to him. It was a question that I saw on my timeline. It says, are women... hold on. Okay, I got you, D. I'm going to bring you in a few minutes. It came across the timeline because you know, like you're going down your timeline and you will see, like, the post, but then you might see the comment. Somebody got a strange comment to go with it. So it said, are women still making plates for grown-ass, able-bodied men in 2021? Why or why not? And somebody commented, they said, absolutely not. He better make my plate. I'm the queen.
Wow. Okay, so if you want to ask my question.
See, I ain't even said nothing to him yet. He already on it because it sounds quite familiar. It sounds like somebody in there would say. So since you started the conversation, go ahead.
What would I say exactly?
That I'm the queen. I've heard I'm the queen. Before goddess, your name was what? Queen, wasn't it? Yeah, okay. See, you upgraded your title yourself to the goddess. Go ahead.
I have actually been for fixing my man's place. Cousins, you know, friends. I don't understand what is the problem with serving your man?
Did they have
what
plans
is the
when
problem
they complain about what you were doing?
See, are these women? Are these women single?
What's wrong with
nothing?
We had a cookout. I'm hooking my man's plate
nothing.
And serving it to him, and then I'ma go.
Ain't nothing,
man. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't understand. Like, what is the
ain't
problem?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing.
I'm looking out for my babe. What you want?
They
I already know.
They jealous and hating.
Like when he don't like, I'm gone, hook him up, hand him and say, I'm gone about my business. What is wrong with six families?
They hate it.
I stay in my grandmother's
food. I need to know.
Food.
I need to know.
Every night.
Ladies.
Every night she sits in the plate.
What is wrong with six? I get chewed out. I used to get chewed out so much about doing that and serving my man or my husband first.
And I expect it. I don't expect it, but I check the vibe for the scenery. If you're somewhere where she ain't familiar with and she might be uncomfortable, I go.
I want you up there with.
I go fix her place.
You're like, I'm
you know
what you want.
But if she around people we know, and I'm conversating and getting back to the old times, she'll go fix my plate. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Let me read this comment. Shamari Walker, I don't know who
that's
you are.
That's your brother right there.
Oh, that's your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, it's like you said, if they choose a pair of shoes instead of paying the light bill, both of y'all in the dark, some men are only in it for themselves and not a family-oriented. I don't know, what were we talking about?
The kids, I think.
Oh, okay, the child support. Okay. All right, Shari, she said, there's nothing wrong with fixing your man's plate. Right, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. I'm just wondering, like, with that. I don't, my, and my sister, I mean, she said that to me. She was staying with me, and I was always fixing her. And she called my mama.
Wow.
She told only to my mama. And so my mama did.
Right, what that supposed to do?
She always fixing his face first. And I'm like, what, so are we about to run out of food?
That was your husband, right?
Right. I'm like, if it wasn't for him, y'all wouldn't even be eating food. What are you talking about?
He bought the food, right?
It was real thing. Oh, no. My girl, if you
don't want to have something, I'm, oh, and no.
I told her, I said, look, you have known me as sister and mother, now you are getting to know me as wife. My husband comes first. Then kids, then everything else.
So what did mama say when she was trying to tell?
My mother just told me about, and I told her the same thing. I'm like, come on. Because, I mean, yesterday, I was not,
so
I did not live in a household.
Was old-fashioned? Or?
I think so. And plus, I didn't grow up in a household where I was raised by my father.
Okay.
And even with my stepfather, that was short-lived. So I wasn't raised to serve or be subservient to a man. I was not raised that way. So.
Samari said, now to be led by a good man means everyone prospers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, everybody gonna prosper. Mm-hmm. I know he probably talking about what we talking about, being led. Being led. Oh, okay. As long as everyone eats. Samari said, as long as everyone eats, right?
Exactly. And everyone
would be
fine and understand what's
problem. Yeah. We're gonna bring D in. Let me unmute you, D. All right, go ahead, D.
Okay, I wanted to say something about their child support. Hey man, appreciate your help. There's nothing I can do now except for the bad news that I got, you know, I can't do nothing for it now. It's all a done deal. But in terms of that child support, okay, I heard John say, the man ought to handle his business. How do the man handle his business when he don't know he's got a child for 4 or 5 years later? Now, check
Thank
this
you.
Out. When the woman goes in and apply for Medicaid, you see what I'm saying? They start charging you from day one. They throw the hospital medical, the birth, and all of that junk on you. And before you even know you got it, kid, you're $15,000 in the hole.
I'm going to tell you.
Here's what I did when I was driving public transportation. I put a couple of girls off my bus because I got tired of them dogging the dude out. Okay, the girls had, you
Damn.
Know, they had uh, one of the one of the girls had left the dude, and he was taking care of his baby and handling business and all. And her friend that was on the bus with her saw the dude going into the show with another girl because he'd have moved on with his life. So her friend tells him, hey, look here, girl, you ought to go down and get some more child support. If he can go to the show, he can pay some more child support. And the lady, she's like, yeah, honey, as soon as I get downtown, I'm running straight to the child support office. I said, y'all get out of my bus. Get off my bus right now. You know, because that's silly. Why would you want to make a guy's life miserable? And a lot of guys, I hate to admit it, but a lot of guys are getting trapped into having babies because some of these babies' mamas want to do, and they will purposely do things like put holes in condoms and things like that to trap the guys. So, I mean, kind of how in your business can you do with that? Come on, Big John.
Right, that's why I say, that's why I say amen, because
John said such and such.
Yeah, repeat that. You said, repeat what you said about John, D.
Yeah, well, you know, John was saying, and Jazzy was over there saying, the dude ought to handle his business, take care of his warrants and stuff. So how does a guy take care of his warrants when he don't even know he got a kid until 3 or 4 years later? You know, he done went on about his business, the girl, she done went on about her business, and all of a sudden he gets nailed. How does he handle his business like that? He's $15,000 in debt before he even know he's got a kid. There's a warrant out for him before he even know he got a kid. Now, how did he go downtown and handle his business like that?
You ready for me to answer that question?
Yeah, spit it out there. Come on, crank him up a little bit. I'm having trouble hearing him. He's like in an echo.
No, it's not hooked up to the sound system.
Okay, now, I'm going to try to talk loud. First of all, if he didn't know, that's not his fault if he didn't know. But me personally, once I find out, I'm going straight to that female like, hey, what's going on? I'm getting the notes for child support or whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know. You didn't communicate with me that we had a child, and the conversation needs to happen from there. You know what I'm saying? Now, it could be easy if he feels like he can have some kind of common sense relationship with her, but if she want to get silly, that means I'm just going to have to do my thing and get myself together so I can see my kids accordingly.
Okay.
It ain't nothing she can do.
I'm going to get
stopping me to see them.
I'm going to give you a true life scenario. One of my buddies, he called his girl down wrong. She was messing up with another cat. He said, okay, we through. Party's over. She called him a whole bunch of sweet, lovable names, and the party was over. Check this out. Here's what he said happened. He told me that a few years later, he winds up finding out that there's a little kid on the way. He wanted to go and talk to the lady about seeing his kid, which the girl was playing chess with him. No, it ain't your baby. Yeah, it is your baby. No, it ain't your baby. Yeah, it is your baby. No, you can't see him. Yes, you can see him. Okay, so he tells me that he goes down to the support office to try to get, you know, his rights to see the baby. Finds out there's a warrant for him for back child support. And now on top of that, she had a restraining order on him. That's two violations with the law. And he didn't even know anything about it. So how does he handle that?
He lawyer up.
He ain't got no money. He can't even pay the child support. Now he going to pay the lawyer.
Get on the internet and find one of them private practices that will, if you lose the case, you don't pay no money. You know what I'm saying? Get one of them joints. Get something, do something. You can't just say, and they got a warrant. First, lawyer up, handle that warrant. Let that judge know, judge, I had no knowledge of this. Is there any way we can take a paternity test? Because for you to have to pay child support, I don't know about everywhere else, but in the state of Indiana, if you sign that birth certificate, then by the state of law, Indiana, you're the father. Now, what I've seen in some instances, what they can't do is, or if you can fight it, if she puts your name on there, and you'd be like, well, I didn't consent to, you know what I'm saying, being the child of that father. I didn't sign that birth certificate. She put my name on that birth certificate. I think that's the only way you can have some kind of fight in the courtroom, because you didn't consent to that child. You know what I'm saying? I seen a lady do that with a guy, and she knew it wasn't his child, but he was a good man. They just weren't together no more, but she knew he was a good man, so she wanted him other than the actual baby father. So he had all his back child support, so he contested it like, that's not my child. And they know that's not my child. She told them that it's not my child, so why am I paying child support for it? So you got to lawyer up. You got to do something. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something. If I didn't have a dad in my name, I'd be calling family members, my mama, whoever I got to call. Like, look, this chick said that this is my child. I got to find some kind of legal consultation, even if I got to find somebody who will do it for free or for next to nothing. You know, you got to do something. That's the internet's for. Get up, take your ass to the library, get online, do something, make some phone calls. You know what I'm saying? Lawyer it up. They got a warrant for me because woo-woo, you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, if you turn yourself in and let the judge know, hey, I didn't know nothing about this, you get OR'd out until they can find out some facts. Like, okay, ma'am, did you tell him, you know what I'm saying? They got to find all that out. So they're going to move their court date along until they can get, meanwhile, you'd be on your shit, getting you a job, doing this. You know what I'm saying? Then if you pay for a lawyer, give you a place to stay, for the kids you stable, all of that, man. There's nothing on this earth that'll stop you from taking care of that child or seeing that child.
I know a case right now. I know a man right now on my Facebook page, a good brother. Good brother. He, every now and then, he'll make a post where he really said about not seeing his son. And I think, and then not only that, the situation happened where he had to move, because his mom, you know, was passing away. So he had to move and take care of her. And, like, it got worse. I think now he, like, see him maybe once or twice a year. But he wasn't seeing him at all then. Like, and then he was going to the lawyer. He had a lawyer all day. Couldn't do it because he had the full custody. And her lawyer was fighting back big time. And he wasn't able to see his son. And he was like, man, I love my sons. I've been in my son's life ever since he was born. But when they got that divorce, she cut off the visitation.
You see him once or twice a year, you say now?
Yeah, I mean, he tried to see him more, but that's all he getting.
You in a situation like that, you don't go back to see him wrong like that. That short time that you have with him, you got to make that time count.
Yeah.
So the more they grow, the more they know, my daddy got my back. Daddy in a situation, but daddy been there, period. You know what I mean? Cards, letters, phone calls. You know what I'm saying? Make a diary so when your kid can read, like, look, I've been trying to see
somebody else.
Anything.
Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, boss. I'm gonna say this and bow out for a minute because Black Jazz is over there kind of upset about something. I don't know what that is, or the picking in her fingers and tearing.
What is RBL?
Hey, man, but I've seen some real bad, lousy laws concerning child support.
Yeah.
And I've seen girls do some guys dirtball bad. I had this one cat, he looked like he was about 20-something years old, and he had a baby that was about maybe 6 months old. And he got on my bus, you know, when I was doing public transportation. I said, hey, man. I said, that's cool. I see a little brother with a baby. He said, man, girl I was with, when she had this baby, first thing she did was call me out to the hospital and told me, said, this is your baby. You can have her. I don't want her. And I ain't saw the girl since. I'm like, dang.
Wow.
She carried the baby for 9 months and didn't want it? And according to the little brother, she didn't want nothing to do with it. But as far as I could see, the little brother was handling the baby pretty decent. So I guess she would be a deadbeat mom.
Well, we got somebody on the line that I think everybody wants.
Right.
I see Kiki is on the line. And I see Kiki, she wrote in the chat. She said, what it do, fam? Not only that, Kiki if you listening, you need to check your inbox because I sent you the link. I want you to bring your behind up on the studio, on the stage today. Kiki.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up, Kiki?
Get on the screen.
Yeah.
I sent you the link. Get on the screen.
I'm gonna have to do that in a minute. I can't do that right now.
Oh, okay. She kind of tied up right now. Okay, well, we got the heat. We got the heat in the street on the phone, ladies and gentlemen. You in for a treat. Go ahead, heat.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's good to listen to the show and to be back and to see everybody and hear how everybody's speaking about things. This is one of my favorite topics ever is child support. And the only reason why I say that is because it's two sides to a story. It's two sides to a story. And yes, there are some women out here that are dogging men when it comes to that. But then there's those others of us where really we would love for the father of our children to take care of their children. And... it's just not being done. I'm going to give it to you real. You know I'm going to give it to you real. I'm not going to go one-sided with it. I'm going to go both sides. Because, yeah, it's on women, too, and it's on men, too. But at the end of the day, when you lay down and you get these people to raise it and all this kind of stuff, then you have to deal with the repercussions of it, whatever that repercussion may be. But you are the solution that can be made to fix the problem. It's men out here that want to take care of their kids. There's a downtown where you can go downtown and you can get rights to your children if you really want rights. Let's quit making excuses. And I only know because I've lived downtown. It means I've been to the courthouse. So said it goes both ways. And then for the women that are kind of keeping your kids away from the father, I'm telling you, whatever seeds you sow, you're going to have to reap it. And I'm not just talking to everybody on the panel. I'm not just talking to everybody in the world. I'm also talking to Kiana Wolf. When it comes down to certain things and you take a sabbatical and you move away from people and you move away from places, you got to self-reflect and be accountable for your own actions, not nobody else's. You can't worry about what nobody else is doing or how they're doing what they do. I promise you, if people ain't right, they will pay the cost for not being right. So you don't have to worry about it. Quit majoring on minor things. Try to do what you can do as a parent, but it is hard out here being a single parent. It's hard being a single mom. It's hard being a single father. So at the end of the day, what we have to do is we have to start sitting down and learning how to grow, learning how to communicate, learning how to make really our lives be about our children and not ourselves. Some of us are so darn selfless, it's ridiculous. So when you're selfless, you ain't even thinking about the kids. Let's quit playing out here in these streets. So it is good to be back. I'm just going to say that little bit for right now, and then whenever you want me to get back on the line, I'll stay on here so that I can hear the conversation so I can tap into it.
All right, okay. Do that. Thank you, Kiana. At least somebody that spoke with balance tonight. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's go to the next. See, now everybody want to talk. Now they want to talk. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am. Ma'am, you said that at the end, I have you grilled and tuned me up like ground beef. How do I earn that when I'm speaking, I don't even have kids, number one. I'm speaking for the men that do. I can't speak for the men that do. I can't be their voice. See, look. Man, you not going to share those? See, you know what I'm saying? How you supposed to be a goddess? Hold on. How you supposed to be a goddess? You don't even want to share your popcorn. I might be getting ready to die of malnutrition, and that popcorn kernel might be what's going to save my life, and she's not going to share with me. That's messed up, man. Ain't that messed up? All right. The next topic, it don't matter where the gas station is at.
I'm about to dive my nutrition. She got a bag of popcorn. She gonna give me a kernel. I feel full now. Somebody about to get slammed, y'all. We're going to have to cut commercials. Let me see. We're going to cut. I can't play Trey Songz no more. YouTube took me down. They took my video down last week for playing Trey Songz. So, man, I got that video from I got that Blue, what's her name, Blue Ivy video. I can play that as for the break. They go, oh, I got another video that I can play for the break. I still got Nephew Tommy, one of your favorites. You want to hear Nephew Tommy?
No.
Oh, you ain't never heard Nephew Tommy?
Yes, he has.
Nephew Tommy, he asked his woman. He told the woman for the 250. Have you heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
You heard it? Okay. All right, okay. So we got Nephew Tommy. Let me see. What else can we play? We play my boy Eric Billington.
What was the dude that I didn't like?
The black gentleman who was telling the girl, you in the suit. Blue Ivy. That's how she got famous. That's she went on. Really, she already was famous before that. Then she went on Kevin's show. But what she was saying was straight up bullshit. I mean, she wanted a man that she broke up with to continue to pay for her lodging, to pay for it wasn't no rental, it was a leasing
car.
And she had a nigga, and she had a nigga that stayed with her, and she had a key.
Right.
So she wanted him to pay for all of them.
But see, I've been looking at it differently now, because I've been watching a lot of her.
Somebody has persuaded John to believe something else.
I always look at it from both sides. And I look at it. Even the guy, the show that she was late for, missed the flight. They were digging on her like, yeah, we ain't gonna pay you no money. We ain't gonna help you no more. She got on the show, and they were digging her. But at the end of the show, they was like, yo, we can't be mad at Jasmine. He was like, because a lot of women think this way. It was like a lot of women think this way. They just won't come out and say it.
Why do they think this way, John?
They just probably think that way.
Well, I know. I'm going to tell you why.
And if the dude want to give them money, it ain't the woman's fault if they just giving them money. You know what I'm saying? Dudes is literally just giving her money. And look, she was on another
show. You hear what she said? Because I didn't hear all that.
Yeah,
I heard her saying that they do. She was weak. I asked.
It's a rumor that was one of the dudes to try to give a couple G's or whatever.
Future ain't got no couple G's. That's my dude. I ain't gonna even get on Future. That's my boy.
She was in a lot of rappers who been giving her. She was saying because she been here doing all the podcasts, who was a dude she was talking to that she met in the airport that was trying to give her a car. He been calling her all week to buy her a car. But she ain't able to get back home because she's been doing these podcasts and everything and moving and grooving. She said, as soon as she get done, she going back home so she can do and get her car. People just been giving her stuff.
I ain't tripping on that. If somebody wanna give you something, I ain't tripping on that. It's the interview I saw with Kevin. That's the one I was tripping on.
Well, Kevin kind of broke her down. Is that the older guy?
Yeah, Kevin, the one you talking about with the
Yeah, group. He kind of broke her down because he broke it down from like a business standpoint, like, you know, if you work at a job and you have benefits and you leave that job, you don't get those same benefits. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell the job, you still going to give me my benefit. You know what I'm saying? And she was looking at it as like, you know, it is a such thing as that. She said, because if I leave a job and I get unemployment, then employment is supposed to save me until I sign something else. And she was like, that's exactly what this guy was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I was just looking at it as a whole, you know what I'm saying?
So, wait. No, we got to deal with this. So, John, say you was with one, and y'all broke up, and you was breaking it off probably $200, $250 a week, you know what I'm saying? And now you got your another chick, but she's still around, and she still want to be broke off that $250. Would you still be able to break off that $250?
That's there's a couple questions that go with that. Is she my side piece now, or is she still trying to come over on the
late night? Well, you already know the answer. She wasn't the dude that she was, that was her ex. She wasn't with him no more. She had,
right.
She got another nigga, and her baby
right.
was living with her.
Right, then what's the point of me doing
that? That's what we was talking about.
But she said she helped that dude build up his business. She did ventures for that dude and got clientele for that dude. We don't know if it's true or not.
Nah, because I don't remember hearing all that.
Yeah, because this is the whole, I was back to watch the whole thing.
Kevin Samuel.
No. The first one she was on that you played, when it was Dolphins. The very first
one. Oh, okay. How did you find it? Because I wanted to see that whole podcast.
It's called Eight at the Table.
Yep. All right, because I need to see that.
And she explained that she helped this dude build up his business, you know what I'm saying? Back before, he wasn't paying for her rent. He wasn't paying for a car, nothing like that.
I don't know. This might be a different dude.
She talking about the dude that's still paying her rent now. She said she helped him build up his business. So after they kind of, she said the relationship kind of fizzled down. It isn't like they broke up. They just wasn't really seeing each other. The relationship kind of broke down to nothing. But they still stayed friends. So she was making it seem like because she helped him build his business, he kept on breaking her off, you know what I'm saying? Paying the condo, paying for the Range Rover or whatever she got, you know what I'm saying? And she said that's what it is. And she said she feel like the caliber of men she mess with, if they're in a relationship, they should at least take care of her for 3 months.
Right.
3 months is what a man
3 months.
And 6 months is generous.
But she had a nigga though. That's what I'm saying. The chick, man.
She don't
taking
care of all.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. John up here trying to cap for the,
no,
for the little
think
chick.
I don't understand that part. That part, once you got to do, it needs to be over with.
Yeah, John, I don't know if John trying to cap for the little chick, but I'm trying to tell you that on that, though, now, because I ain't seen all the other podcasts. You know, yeah, if niggas is trying to buy you stuff, that's cool. But if it's over, you know what I'm saying? It's over. You know what I'm saying? You have ran out your stay. You and your new man and your baby, please go elsewhere. She don't understand that. But getting back to John, the reason why again, and I said this earlier, and this is gonna be our topic for next week. The reason why some of these women think like that is because of the Big Mama, the Big Ma complex. See, this is what Big Ma told him. Big Ma told him that if you have a wet pussy, you cannot have an empty purse. Tell me I'm wrong. Big Ma said that. She said, if you come back with a wet one and an empty purse, you got to go back out there on the street to get that money. So, look, this is what the world has come to. But now, here's a question that I got to ask for Big Ma. Really not Big Ma, but I got to ask this question for the ladies. Do you think that it's really going to really work in 2021? Yeah, for some women like Blue, what's her name, Jasmine, it's working for her, but there are women to this day that really think they can get a man to give them some money and all this, and sometimes it goes wrong. I see it all the time on my timeline on Facebook. You got a man, you got a high-value man that knows his worth, that knows who he is. Not only that, he got options. Do you think this man is about to give you money, and you're not even a 10? He got options where he get 10, you just like a 5. But you think this man is going to give you money for a one-night stand. Be quiet now. It's kind of quiet in the room. It's quieter than a mug.
There's women that think like that, man. They say, you know, I've heard women say that.
It's the Big Ma syndrome.
My mama said if you got, you know, woo-woo, yo, you should never go without.
That's what they say.
That's part of, but at the same time,
If you got it, it ain't tricking.
Yeah, they say that too. It ain't tricking if you got it. So you want to do that to have that relationship, and that's the condition of the relationship.
Yeah, quiet that a bug. I ain't looking
at
that. Quiet that a bug.
Personally, what are you doing with that man besides that? Because the women say, you paying me for my time. Okay, I'm paying for your time. What else am I getting out of it? Where's
right.
Because every man ain't
You got to give up some of that push.
Every man ain't looking. Short.
Right.
Some guys are looking for a long time thing. So that's all you got to offer. They're not going to be, you know, that's all you're going to be used for. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking for a short-term thing. They're looking for a long-term thing.
Hey, that's another thing. Hold on, I got to say, I see people in the queue now. Now everybody want to get in the queue. As soon as I talk about commercial, everybody want to get in the queue. Look, this is another thing. For real, ladies, please stop thinking that when you go on a date with a man that he don't want no sex. Come on. Not only that, don't even stop thinking that when a man approach you, sex is not on his mind. Ladies, that's why he approached you, is because of what he sees. This is all facts. This is nothing made up or far-fetched. This is all facts. Well, what were we saying, ma'am? Because I know I heard some mumbling going on. The camera is on you now, Goddess Jazzy. You have the spotlight, ma'am.
I mean, while you do that, it doesn't have to
be on. Do you know it? Because if you know it, why do your species always assume the obvious? Hello? Kind of quiet. Let me get a sip of water. I would ask for a piece of popcorn kernel, but I can't get one. Anyway, answer the question, ma'am.
I can't answer for that.
Oh, now she can't answer, John.
But I always think.
But before that, you said it's the obvious. I mean, let me put it back on here.
I always say that.
I'm speaking for the obvious.
Because men are visual, it is obvious that if you are approached, eventually they will want sex.
But women, they get the little knee-jerk reaction when a man asks for it, like, oh my God, I'm a woman, you're not supposed to ask me for that.
It just depends on how soon and how you ask him.
Well, I'm going to tell you why you're saying that, Ty.
Big Mark Complex. We're talking about it next week.
Your girl, Blue Jasmine, said the same thing you saying.
What?
She said, the men, when they first meet you, they're exactly thinking about that. She's like, She's like, I'm attractive. I know I look good, so I know he's thinking that. So
oh, I was about to say something about her.
She said, don't even give him the first couple of dates. She said, plus she said she's never had a one-night stand.
I don't believe that.
She said, you know what I'm saying, make them, you know what I'm saying, give them a little pleasure, give them a little head, then she sent them home about two times.
So she get them some head.
No, they give her.
Hey, you know what? I know some simpies type men that do that. I know some simpies type men. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do know some simpies type men that do that, but... But that's all. But you see how this woman is doing these men.
They falling for it.
Oh, I would say so, but you know, I had to give a pre-warning. I had to give a pre-warning if I said it, so I ain't gonna do it.
She's like being in relationships. So what if she's being in relationships with these dudes? They may not last long. She said the longest relationship she's been in 7 years, 5 years.
Wow,
she's been in those short-term relationships.
7 years, five years.
She's doing this
pretty
thing.
Long.
She's raking them on in, and they must be liking it because they staying.
Simpies, all I can say is simpies, dude, you giving out the money and you ain't getting nothing. You just giving out the money.
But what if they is giving something out of it?
They giving her head and she send them on their way.
Give them some eventually. You know the song, Karen. Oh, you just keep on using me.
Yeah.
Until you use me.
Do.
You feel good. You say that.
Say
that. You liked it. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes. That's what they like. Come
Maybe,
on,
man.
Now.
That's the way of the world to be yourself.
No, you got women out here
to
make a living off this.
Can you hear me, boss?
No. Yeah, that's the Big Ma syndrome. They making a living because of Big Ma.
Dominatrix.
Yes. Madams. Yep.
All of that.
Help.
Handled a certain kind of way.
I have a friend that was a former madam. I know the game. She was a former madam. She told me the game. I could be one if I wanted to. Not a madam, but a pimp. But, you know. All right, go ahead, I got a buddy. I know exactly. I tell you, you probably know who she is. You probably know who she is. I tell you after we get out the show, she's a good model. Go ahead, D.
Hey, man, I'll get with you a little bit later on, but don't do that. Don't do that blue thing, man. Get up off of it real quick.
Yeah, I want me to play that blue Jasmine video.
No, don't do it, man. I got some info for you. Just get up off of that. Let's go to another subject. Your benefit.
Oh, you done found out. Found something else about Blue Ivy. I mean, Jasmine. I don't know why I keep calling.
No. We do talk about her. Talk about the basketball gang or something. Leave that alone. I'll get with you after the show on that. I'll get with you on the show after that.
All right, okay.
No. Hey, man, but look, man, any woman, not talking about Blue, forget about that, but any woman that expects a guy, first date, second date, third date, any woman think a guy just going to keep shelling out money to her and he ain't going to get nothing, no returns off of his investment, she's either loony in the head or she's walking around with her head in her so,
dang.
You don't just throw money around like that. I mean, any woman, and I hear a whole lot of women. tell the women don't get mad at me because I ain't gonna tell them where I live at, so they burn my house down. Any woman that goes on a date with a man and think the man ain't got in his head, hit it. Either they own some of that bad stuff that's been stepped on, or they smoking some of that ooh-wee. I mean, come on now.
They know
anybody,
what, John? Hold on. They know what, John?
They know that the man would have had sex with him.
But they not acting like it. That's what I'm saying. They
not acting like
they acting on some funny type business.
The women?
Yes.
Yeah, man, I hear these women. I hear these women talking about, no, not on the first date. Well, why did you even agree to go on the date with me then if you wasn't going to put out? After all, I'm doing like my man on the other program. I'm coughing up $250. Now, ain't my time worth
right.
Yeah. I mean, come on now. You done already spent half the day getting ready for the date, and you
come
think
on.
I'm just going to give up $250 and say, howdy, ma'am, see you next go-round? It ain't happening. It ain't happening. Like my man selling the other thing, they just going to die lonely.
He been overdosing on Kevin. He overdosed on Kevin.
Let that alone, man. Let that alone.
GD said, die alone. Oh, man. Buy a dog, die alone. Oh, damn.
I wish we could get that dude over.
Oh, I would love
man.
To get Kevin in there. I would love to.
I agree with some of the stuff he say. But some of the stuff he say is bullshit. We got to keep it 100.
Hey, you know what?
And not only is what he say, it's the way he say it. Like I said before, some of your energy towards women is derogatory, dude.
And I'm gonna say this: if you bring him on here, he talk to you about it, he explain it to
know,
you.
I say whatever I'm saying to him now. He go back and listen to the podcast.
Hey, if anybody know Kevin Samuel that's watching this, and
anybody.
If you close with Kevin, hey, let Kevin know. We would love to have him on the show and have a man-to-man talk. Ain't nobody on here going to get disrespectful. And we would love to just, have a conversation with Kevin. Hey, I like Kevin. I like some of the stuff he say. No, of course, I don't agree with everything, but that's with everybody. We ain't going to never agree on nothing. Not on everything. So,
right.
That's life right there.
I didn't like this dude. What was his name? It made me so mad. I had to comment on his what's the name? It was a guy, older guy too. He was talking about they were questioning him about Queen Latifah's thing about the hair bonnet.
I don't know who that is.
And he was making I think it was like DJ Vlad or something.
Oh no, I don't listen to that guy.
And the older dude was like, he was like, why would you wait till now to say something? He was like, you've been through all this stuff, not getting...
Talking about Monique saying something?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was saying, like,
yeah, we dropping too many names. I can't say nobody else's name.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
I just didn't agree with what dude was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. I tell you, I just saw what you're talking about.
Yeah,
talking about.
I was like, dude, I put in the text, I said, your point of view disappoints me, brother. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. We got the heat back. Yo, Kiki.
Yeah, what's up?
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so I already know your stance, but should women charge men to go out on dates? That's what Jasmine. Oh, so we talking about that? Talking about her again? But that's what old girl do. She charged men.
I wouldn't say a charge like that. I wouldn't do that. But I'm a different type of breed. I just feel like this, if a man asks me on a date, I already know he's going to pay. And the only reason why I don't have to charge him, I already know he's going to pay because of the way I carry myself. So he's going to desire to pay for the date. But that means nothing to me. Because even if he did pay, I don't want to say that don't mean anything to me. What I mean by that is, what I'm trying to say is that just because he pays for whatever he pays for, don't mean he won't get a date paid by me. I just believe in doing things both ways, and I don't have to charge a man to come and chill with me. I don't want you to chill with me if I got to charge you.
Okay.
Oh, so they're doing it willingly. Well, I mean, I got to be honest with you. And the only reason why I say this is because sometimes we just be looking at something one way and one-sided, and you can't do that because there's a lot of men out here that will talk all kind of mess and say they ain't paying, and they paying, man. Now, what you could do is you can have a camera set up and you have somebody go out and see once the man pay. Matter of fact, camera me and let me go out with a man and watch him pay. And I don't have to ask him to pay. I don't have to say nothing. I don't have to do anything. And y'all talking about, a man is coming into things, looking at the situation a certain way. Yes, we all come into a situation looking at it a certain way. I might be attracted to him.
I might want to pay for him.
But the thing is, I mean, most of us is going to call a shot. So what's the shot that's going to be called? If I go out to dinner with him and he pays, then he just pays. Now, if we take a second date, then I'm going to pay. It's nothing.
And that's what we're talking about is simplicity, you know what I'm saying, is being human. Like, okay, you pay this, I pay that time. That's what we're talking about. But Big Ma, she had another plan in mind where Big Ma made things to be one-sided. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, you being forewarned. Remember, warning. This is the warning shot. We're going to talk about overcoming or ridding ourselves of the Big Ma complex. There was certainly a complex about Big Ma.
Wait a minute, Tyron. I will say this. Now, when dealing with my Big Ma, who would be what, my grandmother?
Yeah, your grandmother.
My grandmother, correct. So I didn't get that from my grandma. It's some of us.
We know not everybody.
Right. So not everybody. But what I am saying is, no, you're just not going to be out here and you just going to be giving yourself and doing all of everything and ain't nobody else doing nothing. Or you raising your granddaughters to say, well, you know, what you need to do is make sure he pays for everything, make sure he do this and make sure. What's wrong with a woman being a little bit of independent and also paying for him as well? We got to change our mindset, because really what's going on is the men that desire to pay are going to pay. The men that don't want to are not going to. So, I mean, and it's the same with women. So, I mean, choose your battles. We battling over who's going to pay for food. We're not even battling over greater mentality. We battling over who's going to pay for food. Like, my mindset is just different, man. I don't have time for games. And, it's simps out here, and it's you know, the other type of women, them ones, I ain't going to call them out their name, but, yeah, it's them. And then you have your kings and queens, and then you have the ones that you're trying to raise up, sons, daughters, princesses, princes, prince, And so you, I mean, it's just time out for the silly stuff, really, to be honest. And about that Kevin dude, if you invite him on the show, I'm definitely coming, because most of everything that he says,
Now you want to come and we get Kevin.
I mean,
well,
no,
I
what
mean,
I'm
I
saying
mean,
is I'll just call in.
No, I would love to have everybody here with Kevin. Because, number one, while a lot of people, I'm not saying nobody in this room or you, but a lot of people talk about they want to place hands on this dude. There's a lot of people that want to talk about place hands on this dude. And I hear that brother, man, he like a black belt in something. So I'm like, I wouldn't just put my hands on somebody that has never put their hands on me. I wouldn't do that.
But a lot of people want to put their hands on him.
Say what?
He has a right to his opinion and how he feels. What I really don't too much care for him about is he's very arrogant and he's very judgmental and he's very wrong at times. That's why I don't really so his shows that he has, I don't even listen to him. I heard two of them,
They didn't come through on the mic, Jazzy up here talking mess. She talking mess. She trying to talk mess about me, but I heard it though. Don't worry. Go ahead.
I mean, it is what it is. He has the right to how he feels, but I mean, opinions ain't never been. Some of the stuff that he does say, it would make sense. I just don't like his delivery. I think his delivery and his approach is wrong. And once you deliver something and approach, it's a certain way that you can get people's attention by having the right demeanor, the right delivering, the right approach to things. That way, nobody's offended, and you might not care if anybody gets offended, but I think that matters.
Okay. John about to come back in. We'll come back to you, Kiki.
I didn't really get to hear it.
You didn't hear it?
I mean, I can
see
it. You know what I mean?
It did kind of sound a little muffled. I got it turned all the way up.
You know, like I was saying,
Kevin
dude
is
very money-wise, take care of it. She said that's a man to her, to shower the lady and make her feel good.
That's what we talked about last week.
The Jazzy went in off
the problem. Yeah. The problem is, you have these other
I'll
women
it back
who like that too, but they claim they're alpha women. And while the man's doing all that, he got to be like, well, I'm paying for this, so you don't do that. And if they don't do that, they feel like the dude is weak, so then they start doing whatever. Now, their problem is, they come across some of the ones that got money, but they the wrong ones, and they're like, oh, hold on. You must think I'm a sucker. What's up with this? They probably tell them one time, because they think they're not an alpha, but they keep doing it again, and they're like, you know what, bye. It's $1,000 a year. You got a good spy. You keep on messing around. You think I'm a punk. Just do whatever. Bye. And they're the kind of guys that take their shit back. You look good.
You messing with a real one. That ain't going to take. That's not going for the BA. Getting back to Jazzy. Okay. Oh, I'll turn that down real quick. If you're going to call in, you got 90 seconds to call in because after that, they're going to shut it down. All right. So, getting back to Jazzy. Last week, I was talking about that there's women that say the only way that the way they feel, you know, how a man loves them is if he bought her steak dinner. If he bought her diamond rings, bought her some roses, she said that's how she knows that a man loves them. Jazzy comes over here last week and, you know, trying to check me, talking about, well,
yeah, we gonna start talking about what you are gonna do for us. When are you gonna, what makes you worthy? What makes you worthy of us? When are you going to
take care of us? Because I ain't the queen. Oh, okay. wait, you going to try something? Well, we can keep the camera rolling if they want to see somebody go fly. I'm just saying. Look, y'all go back and see the show. That's what she did. But John just reiterated what he said. He was like, there's women that believe that if a man do this, then he loves me. And I'm like, in my mind, there's got to be so effed up. Like, how is it that you think a man loves you because he bought you something? He got quiet in the room, y'all.
Say what?
But you didn't even address it. You just started hollering at me because you talking about I'm going in on women, but I was asking a legitimate question. It's not called going in. And, you know, we got three people watching. Of the three people that's watching, if you think I'm going in on women, again, we're gonna do what we do. We're going to do what we did last week. If you think I go in, press the number one. It was a whole bunch of people in there watching earlier, but it's three. We're down to three. If you think I go in on women all the time, press the number one. If you think I keep it real and I'm just telling it, speaking the truth, speaking facts, press zero. Anyway, so like I'm saying, that's what it is. That's what I'm saying. Everyone that turns down on this show, you gonna learn something. What it is, and for me, I say this: pay for what you want to pay for. There it is. Pay for what you want to pay for. Like, if you want to give a woman diamond rings all day, do it. Oh, sorry, get your...
What she say?
Thank you.
What she say?
She gonna hit the number one. I ain't even about to put that. I ain't gonna put that comment on the screen. That comment can stay right there in the queue. Anyway, now, like I said, she okay. She can hit the number one. Hit it again. Load that thing up with one. But anyway, like I said, I'm keeping it real on here. I date women, okay? You know the microphone, probably. Anyway, I date women, okay? And like I said earlier, we have to have these uncomfortable conversations. I date women. But also, I do keep the men accountable. I hold them accountable. Anyway, what? Jazzy talking a lot of stuff.
She's
talking a lot of stuff. Okay, so these cameras cut off. We're gonna see who talked in. We're gonna see who talked in. So somebody might go flying. It's about to be Great American this month. Anyway, that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is, men.
Man, but the thing is, the reason why I'm addressing it because now this is all seriousness, and now we're gonna do the pre-warning. We're gonna do the pre-warning, just like the young lady that killed that man. That happens also with men. You have men that spend all that money that John's talking about, that do all that, and then they realize after a while they ain't got no ass, they ain't got nothing. You're like, damn, I spent all this money on this woman. She ain't gave me that. And what happened? It started to get upset. It started to get angry. And then it started to get angry. You know what I'm saying? Then they would. They want to start getting revenge. And then that's when it goes out of hand. If not, they done went from a place of where they really like women, where they really love women, and now they hate them all, including the women in their family. And then what happens after that? Somebody loses their life. This is why I bring this up a whole life. You think I'm lying? I've read many cases where men that have a hard time with women have went and just not only killed their women. That's the thing. They done went on a shooting spree where they killed up men and women. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get those names. I'm gonna get them names next week. You can look up the cases where men that had a hard time pulling women, trying to, you know, just have a hard time even communicating with women and, you know, spend money on these women and then just, like, I give up. Then, and also this, some didn't kill other people. They killed themselves. That's why these conversations are important to be had because if there's a man out there, the viewers that's watching, if there's a man out there that's, you know, been giving money out to a woman and really things have been going your way and you start to find that resentment, I'm talking to you right now. Go seek counseling. Go get there. No, for real, you need that, you know, somebody to really try to calm them down and get them to see what's going on to where he won't, you know, do some strange, outrageous behavior. Come on. Hey, man, Corn is kind of quiet.
We listening.
Mm. Oh, okay. I just got one. I just got an amen from God is dead. Yeah.
Come from, you know, themselves or, you know, whatever made them the way they are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They gotta learn relationships is about balance. It's about balance.
These guys, and here's another thing. It's like when I talk about ridding yourself with Big Boss Syndrome, I'm not just talking to women. I'm talking to men. A lot of these men, that's what they always, some of these men, they just been told, this is how you get a woman. You just spend money on her. I had a co-worker to tell me that. He's an older guy. He was like, man, I can tell you how you can pull some women. I said, okay, tell me. Just give them money. Co-worker told me that. So, wait. So, if a man just gave you money, he didn't pull you. If a man just gave you money, Jazz, did he pull you? Oh, wait, see, now she
the older man you
wait, hold on. Now she reneged from what she just said. She said, what's the problem with that? So I'm saying, if a man gave you money, then what? He just pulled you.
Right.
That's what the problem is. That's the problem. Yes.
I
want to
hear about the sugar
daddy. You had several sugar daddies. What did you do with the sugar daddy? Why are they not in your life right now? Yeah. Are they in your life right
both
now?
Both up. Because I look good. These men
want to
spend money on me. Both up on them.
No, tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Don't listen to what John is saying. Tell the truth, Daddy.
You see my Facebook profile? Come on.
She's not even on Facebook. See? You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? They do all that talking. They start off with all that talking. But then when they get in the high seat, what happens? They plead the fifth.
Yeah.
quiet than a motherfucker.
Look, it's not about what should happen.
Yeah.
It's about what should happen.
You think what's been funny on her? Oh, it's an agreement. It's an agreement. But some women, they do sexual favors for sugar daddy.
They might just be seeing women, so might give them a little massage or something.
They tend to be too bossy. What you expect? You know what I'm saying? What you expect? Like, what you expect? If he's gonna give you the money, you gotta do what he says. Simple as that. If I'm gonna give you this $40, I'm gonna need you to do what I say. If I'm gonna give you this $40. Oh, wow, they bragging you out way more than 40. Yeah.
You talking about the real sugar daddy?
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, hey, I already know how sugar daddy get down. I know a couple of older men, like the one dude that told me, just give him money.
Yeah.
But he knocked him down, though. He be knocking him down, though. Yeah, that's weird. He ain't ready on sugar. He an older guy, and he get him money, and he still knocking him down.
Some women ain't scared of that sugar daddy by asking. Take him down.
Don't laugh, Jazzy. I'm keeping the camera straight on Jazzy. on Jazzy's head, because Jazzy, she said that she had several.
So he was selling his bag. I'm thinking he had some drugs or something. He's in the car. He's like, oh, these ain't drugs. These are bags. I'm just bringing. He was selling his bag.
Hey, that's some potent stuff, man. From what I hear, that's potent. Don't be quiet now. Don't be quiet now. See, this is what I'm talking about. Hush mouth. The Lord, look, the Lord wins. The Lord wins. Lord Tyrant wins.
Oh, she said that was her younger day.
That was in our younger days, as if she in her 60s or 70s.
No.
That's all. Do you hear the cap? Do you hear the cap? Do you hear the cap going on right now? Yeah, we have the hours, so keep talking. I want you to keep talking because there's a lot of capping going on right now.
I told her, she said, I said, you're too old for sugar daddy.
All right, other viewers that's watching, if you think Jazzy looked too old to be a sugar daddy, hit the number one.
To have
a sugar daddy, hit the number one. Hit the number one right now. If you think she's too young to have a sugar daddy, hit the number zero. I want to see this.
Okay, like this time, now, this could be even realer. How many women... Okay, let's say if the woman was financially stable to where she had double what she got now. She got money in abundance. Would they get them a sugar baby?
I don't know.
Because he was younger.
You're a woman. You are a woman that's in the middle. You said you're too old to have a sugar daddy, so can you have a sugar baby? Okay. Now, and that's the thing. Sugar babies, you got to get on money. That's it. Cougars are what we call the older women. We call the older women cougars. Oh, so you don't date young men?
They take care of you.
Hey, Anthony Dwayne, where you at, bro? Hey, Dwayne. Yeah, Dwayne came in earlier, and I ain't heard from him. Huh? Why is he asleep? Hold on, Jazzy talking like she know him. Why he asleep, Jazzy? She said he's asleep. Wow. She said he's asleep. How do we know he's asleep? I don't know that he's asleep. Okay. Why is he asleep? Did he tell you he was going to take a nap, Jazzy? Let me put the camera back on Jazzy, man. Let me put the camera back. I know. Okay. It's not after 10 o'clock where he is. He's giving time zone. I know. All right. Anyway, let me go ahead on and wrap this up. But it's, every time I try to wrap it up, it's just something interesting is being said. See, that's what happens. That's what happens when you're in the studio and in the live studio together. People just say stuff. All right, see, do we have the heat still on the line? We got the heat still on the line. We're gonna wrap this thing up. So, Kiana, glad to have you back. Go ahead and give us a few final words, ma'am.
It's good to be in the presence of everybody. But yeah, really to be very honest, when it comes to women doing what they do and men doing what they do, I mean, do what you do. Do what makes you happy. And then the rest of it, leave it alone. But when you do have your hand out, be careful that you don't get bit, because everything costs a price.
Come on. Teach. She said, make sure when you got your hand out, make sure it don't get beat, because everything costs a price. Holla back. Go ahead. Continue.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it is what it is when it comes with that. And for the men that are doing what they're doing, I just want everybody to be healthy mentally. And I know it's been some situations, to be very honest and be on a real level of things, when people are battling with a mental thing and then you going out and you paying for this woman's dinner and all this and she really ain't talking about nothing. That's why you can't look at just the outside of a person. You got to base stuff on character. We paying for too much and we losing. We paying, there is no gain in it. And that's for men and women. So you got to be careful about who you allowing to be into your company, man. I wasn't always here, but I will tell you this. You have to be careful of who you allow in your company, because there is a mental block out here, and you start feeling somebody, and they want to take from you and take from you and take from you, but they not feeling you like that. But you begin to feel them, and you thinking, well, I'm doing this over here, I'm doing this over there. They got to be feeling some way. Man, that don't mean nothing. You can do a whole lot for a person. And that don't mean they love you. That don't mean they like you. That don't mean you're going to be the only one. So you have to be careful when it comes to that mental thing. Start basing stuff on people's character. People show you who they are. And when they show you, trust me, believe them, because it ain't no lie. I'm done.
Right. All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Kiana. Glad to have you back. Next week, hope to see you in the studio. If not, I'm going to send somebody after you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let's go to the goddess that's on the scene.